You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of playing a blind legend on your Mac. You can play the same game on your Android device or your iOS device. So I thought I'd show you how to actually play it on the Mac. And it's self-voicing, so you actually don't need VoiceOver running to play it. And to access it, I went to the Mac App Store, searched for the app name, A Blind Legend, downloaded it to my Mac and installed it, and went through some initial install steps, which was very straightforward. And since I've downloaded it probably a couple of days ago as of this recording, I've gone up to about the 25th scene in the app itself. So what I'm going to do in this demo, I'll go through the app interface itself, and then what I'll do is I'll go back to scene one and we'll play a couple of scenes of the game, because scene one also introduces you to the controls of how to use A Blind Legend on the Mac. So let me just say that I've got my MacBook Air here turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at my desktop. So I want to get to my applications folder. So I'm going to press Shift Command A, and of course I'm currently using VoiceOver turned on.
Applications, list view, table.
And then I'm just going to press A.
A Blind Legend app application.
And there's
the
30th
of November 2000.
Let me just turn off VoiceOver now.
VoiceOver off.
That was Command F5, of course. Now Command O to open A Blind Legend.
Duino. France Culture.
Supported by the Centre National du Cinéma et de l'Image Animée, La Région Rhône-Alpes, Humanis, and Imaginov. Present. A Blind Legend. Loading.
Hey, there's the person.
Welcome
heartbeat.
To A Blind Legend. Main menu. Continue a game. To go back to the main menu from the game, press Escape.
Okay, so when you're in a game, you press Escape back to the main menu. And when you're at the main menu, you press Escape. It'll ask you, do you want to quit? And you can press Enter to quit or Escape to go back to the main menu. Now I've got Continue Game because I've been playing the game so far. So the option that you will get if I press my right arrow key on the keyboard.
New Game.
Is New Game. And of course, it then would start going into the game and go to scene one. And of course, if I tried to press enter on new game now, it would tell me that it's basically going to wipe out the game I've already played. And I'd start from the beginning, which is something that I don't want to do at the moment. So we've got start new game. So next right arrow.
Select a scene.
Select a scene, which I'm going to do in a minute to select scene one. Because as I said, I'm up to about scene 25, 26. Pressing my right arrow key again.
Change language.
Change language. Now, let me just make this obvious, but if I press left arrow.
Select a scene.
And go back to the previous option on the main menu. So pressing right arrow again.
Change language.
Change language. And if I press enter.
Loading. English. Press enter to select this language. Okay. To view the languages, press left or right.
So I'm pressing right.
Français. Appuyez sur entrée pour choisir cette langue. Appuyez sur les flèches gauche et droite pour faire défiler les langues.
Okay, and right arrow again.
English. Press enter to select this language. To view the languages, press left or right.
And even though I've already got English running, I'm going to press enter and hopefully that'll take us back to the main menu.
Loading.
Which it looks like it does.
Welcome to A Blind Legend. Main menu. Continue a game.
Okay, so
to go back to the main menu from the game, press Escape.
So I press right arrow.
New game. Select a scene. Change language. Settings.
And here's settings. Pressing enter on settings.
Main volume.
That's main volume. Right arrow.
You are playing with keyboard. To play with a gamepad controller, press the A button.
Okay, if you're pressing with a game controller, press the A button. Which I'm currently not, so I don't have to do that. Pressing right arrow again.
Deactivate screen display.
Deactivate screen display, which I might actually do. Actually, let me just press the enter key.
Activate screen display.
Now it's changed to activate screen display as in turn it back on again. So right arrow.
Main volume.
We're back to main volume. So let me hit enter on main volume.
100%.
So 100%, right arrow.
10%.
So I goes around the 10%, press left arrow.
100%.
100%.
90%. 80%.
Okay, so I want to select any one of these.
100%.
I could just press enter, or in this case, I can press escape.
Main volume.
We're back to main volume. Now let me see in this case if pressing escape takes us back to the main menu.
Settings.
Yep, it does. So pressing right arrow again.
Credits.
Credits.
Quit.
Quit.
Continue a game. To go back to the main menu from the game, press escape.
And we'll cycle it around back to continue game. All right, so that's basically the main menu. So let me press right arrow.
New game. Select a scene.
To get to select a scene, pressing enter.
Scene 1. The Hamlet.
Okay, and I'll just give you some idea of what the scenes are that I've played so far. So I won't go through all of them, but scene 1 is Hamlet.
Scene 2. The Smithy.
The Smithy, and of course I can go into any one of these scenes because I've already played them. Because the ones that are visible are the ones that you've already conquered, if you like. So next one, right arrow.
Scene 3. The Fields.
The Fields, right arrow again.
Scene 4. The Cave.
The Cave.
Scene 5. The Plains.
The Plains.
Scene 6. Edge of the Whispering Wood.
Edge of the Whispering Wood.
Scene 7. The Whispering Wood.
The Whispering Wood.
Scene 8. The Horseback Chase.
The Horseback Chase.
Scene 9. The Brain Eater's Bridge.
Ugh, the Brain Eater's Bridge.
Scene 10. The Fisherman's Village.
The Fisherman's Village.
Scene 11. The Steps.
Okay, the Steps. And as I said, I'm up to about 25 or 26 at the moment. So let me just press the left arrow to go back to scene 1.
Scene 1. The Hamlet.
Oh, that was a lucky guess where to stop. I was just pressing the left arrow key then. All right, so let's press enter to play scene 1 of A Blind Legend.
Loading.
And that's his heartbeat going.
This way, Father.
You embody Edward Blake, the famous blind knight, and you will be guided by your daughter Louise. To move forwards, press up. You will keep moving as long as you keep the key pressed down. Now it's your turn.
Okay, so holding down the up arrow key. I'm walking forward.
To move forward. Perfect. You know how to move forward. You can move faster by pressing left shift. You can move slower by pressing left control, or, if you are on a Mac OS, by pressing left command. Now it's time to play.
So shifting up. Until I'm going forward a lot faster.
To move backwards, press down. You will keep moving as long as you keep the key pressed down. Now it's time to play.
Holding down the down arrow key, I'm going backwards.
Perfect. You know how to move backwards. To turn round, press left or right. You will keep turning as long as the key is pressed down. Now it's your turn.
So, holding down left, I'm spinning around. Good. Moving around.
By turning it like this, you can change direction while moving, guided by the sounds you hear. Whenever you need Louise to tell you how to reach her, press spacebar. Now it's time to play.
Okay, press the spacebar.
Over here.
Okay, so press spacebar again.
Turn left.
Okay, so I turn left. So if I just press the left arrow key.
On your left.
Keep going. There we go, now I found Louise. And now if I press the up arrow and hold it down.
Straight ahead.
Just press the spacebar again. Okay, so I keep moving forward towards Louise's voice. Okay, so let's move straight ahead quickly. So left shift and up.
Alright!
Whoa, stop.
Each time you reach your daughter, she will tell you and set off for your next destination. Now it's your turn.
Father, let's go and join Mother at the village square. This way.
Okay, so she's run off to the left. So if I want to double check, press the space bar. Okay, so left arrow key. Back to the right. And then straight ahead, so I'm going to do shift up out of walk fast. move over to the right. If I press the right arrow key a few times, press the spacebar. No, click the left spacebar. Now straight ahead, so shift and up. Now she's moved again. Turn left. And I was just moving left with the left arrow key then. Now shift and up again. Okay, back to the left again. Spacebar. Now shift and up again. Keep moving forward.
Whenever you hear this sound, an important scene is about to happen.
Uh-oh, we're about to get in trouble.
What's that?
The king's gun!
Take her!
Don't touch me! Let me go!
Caroline!
Mother!
Where is the cripple?
I don't know!
In the name of Thork, speak or I'll cut you open!
Please, I beg of you!
Find Blake!
Lord Blake, they are looking for you. You cannot stay here. You must hide. Miss Louise, take your father to the courtyard.
There are too many of them, Father. Come.
Whenever you hear this sound, it's your turn to play.
Okay, it's not going to go, so spacebar. Straight ahead, shift it up. Walk forward fast.
Let's go.
Spacebar. Straight ahead still, shift it up. Spacebar. Still straight ahead. Whoops. Flip. What's going to happen now?
Sir, we've got Blake's wife.
Perfect.
Lord Stilton.
Bastards, Phil! Release me or he'll
it's
kill you!
Loud.
Silence!
Sorry about the time talking.
Let's go!
And the cripple boss? We'll get him later. The king is awaiting his prisoner.
Come on!
Mother, no!
Dogs! I'll cut your throats one by one.
Loading.
Okay, going to the next scene. So this is playing scene two automatically now.
Blake, my father has finished your sword. It's at the forge.
Okay, so I'm going to press the spacebar.
You're close.
Close, right arrow.
Straight ahead.
There we go, now shifting up.
Let's go!
Oh, she's gone to the left a bit, then you just press the space bar.
Really close.
Yep, so left arrow twice.
It's straight ahead.
Yep, now shifting up.
Let's go!
Oh, she keeps moving over to the left.
Go on.
Yeah, I thought so. Left arrow twice.
Straight ahead.
Now shifting up again.
Let's go!
Press my thing again.
Straight ahead.
Space, oh no, straight ahead, so shift it up. Getting towards this movie, that sound.
Your sword, Lord Blake. May she protect you from this mad king.
To draw out or put away your sword, press enter.
Oh, cool. All right, let me press the enter key.
You can't move with your sword in your hand.
Oh. Okay.
Your heartbeat reflects your health. The more you get hit, the faster it gets. Once the action is finished, Blake automatically puts away his sword.
The soldiers! They're coming back!
Flee, my lord, and stay off the roads.
Thank you.
Okay.
Get your things, Louise. We're going to free your mother.
Haven't touched the keyboard yet.
Loading.
There you go. This should be scene three now.
Where are we going, Father?
We must cross the plain to reach the forest and enter into Thork's kingdom. Hurry up! The storm is close!
Let's go!
Okay, first of all, let's press the spacebar.
Straight ahead.
Oh, good. So, shifting up.
Let's go!
Spacebar to check.
It's straight ahead.
Still straight ahead, shifting up.
Let's go! The path is thick with thorns.
Stand back.
To draw out or put away your sword, press enter.
Okay, so I'm going to chop these thorns, so I'm pressing shift.
To draw out or put away your sword.
Sorry.
To slice through an obstacle in front of you, press up.
So I'm going to slice the thorn, so up arrow. I'm going to shoot his sword automatically.
The path is clear. This way.
We need a shelter. Can you see anything?
No, too busy talking.
There, on the right, the cave.
So... space.
You're close.
Right arrow twice.
Straight ahead.
There we go, shifting up.
Let's go.
Oh, she's moved again. Turn right, twice to the right.
Over here.
No, keep going.
Straight ahead.
That's better, now shifting up.
Let's go. You're really close.
That's me pressing spacebar again. Right arrow twice.
Straight ahead.
Now straight ahead. Ahead. Oh, we got
all
into
right.
The cave. Stop.
Loading.
No, we're apparently eating.
Father?
Hmm.
Do you think that mother is all
right? Oh, monster.
Hi, Louise.
That's in wolf, I
quickly!
Think.
When the enemy growls aggressively, press the key corresponding to his position to strike him.
So left, right, up, or
do down? Not strike too soon or too late. Wait for the right moment.
Yes.
To block with your shield, press F. You will stay protected as long as you hold the key down.
So I'm going to press F now.
While you're protected, analyze the enemy's behavior to hit him at the right moment.
F. Okay. Release it. I'll do it again. Okay. One more time with the shield. Do her attacks. Okay, so it's just after he goes. Alright, so let's try it with the sword. Finally dead.
Father, are you injured?
No, no. It's all right. We must sleep now.
Now, when you do,
we have a long journey
get attacked
ahead of
by
us.
A monster and die, it will restart the current scene from the beginning of the current scene, and you need to go through all the monsters again in the scene, which gets
let's
a
go,
lot
Louise.
More when you get.
Can you see
on
the forest
game.
In the distance?
Yes, Father. It's this way. Follow me.
So let me just show you. I'll just file this time. So let me just press the space bar to find out which direction we're going in.
It's straight ahead.
Good. Now shift it up.
Let's go.
Now, when she says let's go, I always pause and press the space bar.
This way, Father.
Yep, she's changed direction. So left arrow twice, space bar.
It's straight ahead.
Now shift it up.
More fucking soldiers.
So there's a bit of swearing in this thing.
Behind the waterfall,
so I'm actually just going to walk slowly because I want to actually fail at something and you can see what happens. So you ever get killed or get killed by a monster and we'll start again from the scene. So
here
comes the soldiers. She's just come over here, so I'm going to press the space bar. Press left arrow twice. Left arrow again. Now press shift them up. And the soldiers should get me. I'm just going to slow down a bit and just go one step at a time slowly. Yep, here we go. Yep, I've just died.
Father! No!
Okay, so I didn't make it to the waterfall, i.e. hiding from the soldiers.
Loading.
So it's loading the scene, so it's loading the current scene here, I should say.
Let's go, Louise.
Okay, we're going back to being.
Can you see
scene.
The forest in the distance?
Yes, Father. It's this way. Follow me.
Okay, so when you get attacked by a monster and die, or you get attacked by the soldiers and die, then it will go back to the beginning of the scene and you play the scene over again. So I'm just going to press
straight
the escape
ahead.
Key to finish this particular scene because I don't want to go any further.
Loading. Welcome to A Blind Legend. Main menu. Continue a game. To go
okay,
back
so
to the main
to the
menu from the game,
game,
press Escape.
So if I press Enter. This is me continuing a game. And I'm currently in the dungeons trying to get past the guards.
You're close.
That's why she's whispering, because I've got to sneak past the guards. So that's where I'm currently up to. So let me just press escape again. I don't need to.
Loading. Welcome to A Blind Legend. Main menu. Continue a game.
Okay, let me just see
to go back to the main menu from the game.
So pressing right arrow.
New game. Select a scene.
Select a scene.
Scene. One.
So I'm just going to press the left arrow to go quickly to the end.
Scene 25.
Oh, yeah, it was
the guard room.
The guard room, that's right. And as I said before, you can press enter on any one of those scenes to replay the scene if you enjoy playing it. I particularly like playing the fisherman's one because there's a sea monster in it. All right, so pressing escape.
Select a scene.
And I press escape again.
Do you really want to quit A Blind Legend?
Do we want to quit? Now, if I press escape.
Continue a game.
I've gone back
to
the main menu.
To go back to the main menu from the game. Do you really want to quit A Blind?
I've exited the game. And then, of course, Command F5.
Voiceover on Finder. Applications. Window. List. View. Table. A Blind Legend app application. The 30th of November 2016.
Okay. And I'm back to my applications folder on A Blind Legend. Back to my Mac. And that completes this bit of a play around and demo of A Blind Legend that you can now play on your Mac beside your Android and iOS device. So, as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.